compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not who someone else is today. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a great message from Jordan Peterson on what it means to take good care of yourself. Enjoy.
I read this piece of work by Jung a long while back, and it was a meditation on the injunction to treat your neighbor as you would like to be treated. And what Jung pointed out, which I really liked, was that that wasn't an injunction to be nice to other people. It was an invitation to reciprocity. It was something like this. It's like, you should figure out how you would like to be treated, like you were taking care of yourself. It's like, imagine you had a child that you really cared for. And someone said, well, people will treat this child exactly like you want them to, but you have to figure out what that is. How do you want your child to be treated? You don't want everyone just to be nice to him, you know. You want people to challenge him, and you want people to discipline him, and you want people to tell him when he's wrong. It's like, you don't just want everyone to be nice. That's pathetic. It's pathetic. There's no challenge in that. You want to treat other people like you would like to be treated. Well, then you have to figure out, how would you like to be treated? And while you'd like people to fawn all over you and just lay everything at your feet, it's like, no. That's not something you'd wish for someone that you were taking care of. Then there's an additional problem, which is it's often the case that people will treat other people better than they treat themselves. It's a bit of a meditation on why people don't like themselves very much. I think there's two reasons, really, and one is that we're fragile and damageable and imperfect in multiple dimensions all the time. And that often just gets worse. Lots of things get worse as you get old, for example. So it's not necessarily that easy for a self-conscious being who's extraordinarily aware of his or her own fragility, but not just fragility, foolishness and errors. Like, you know yourself better than anyone else knows you. And you might have a certain amount of dislike for someone you know because of something they did, but you know everything you did. Jesus, that's a drag, man. You know, you have to carry that along behind. It's like, really, I did that, you know? You're weak and kind of useless and prone to temptation, and you know all those things, you know, that just shouldn't be that way. And then you're also capable of pretty vicious acts of malevolence, and so you also know that about yourself. And so it's a real existential question for people. It's like, why the hell should you take care of something as sorry and wretched as you are? Despite the fact that you're not all that you could be, the proper attitude to have towards yourself is the attitude that you would have towards someone that you genuinely cared for, and that it's incumbent on you to act as if you genuinely care for yourself, just like you would act towards someone that you actually cared about, some other person. It's a reversal in some sense of the golden rule, right? And it's a discussion of why that's necessary. And also, more than that, it's a discussion of why you have a moral obligation to do that. It's not just that you should because it would be better for you. You actually have a moral obligation to do that, I think, because you make the world a much worse place if you don't take care of yourself. So you should bloody well take care of yourself, you know. It's partly because you have something valuable to bring into the world. That's the thing about being an individual. It's the thing that Western civilization has always recognized, that as an individual, you have a light that you have to bring into the world, and that if you don't bring it into the world is a dimmer place. And that's a bad thing, because when the world is a dim place, it can get very, very, very dark. You need to take care of yourself because you're in the best position to do that, and it's necessary for you to take care of yourself, despite the fact that we're mortal and vulnerable and self-conscious and capable, not only capable of doing terrible things, but actually do them. Despite all that, you still have that responsibility. I wanted to, you know, hit the question as hard as I can to try to figure out, well, why people are contemptuous of themselves. And there's plenty of reason, that's for sure. But the reasons do not justify the mistreatment of yourself. Make friends with people who want the best for you. And that's a meditation on my own childhood and adolescence to some degree. I had friends who wanted the best for me and friends who didn't. And like you have an ethical responsibility to take care of yourself, you have an ethical responsibility to surround yourself with people who have the courage and faith and wisdom to wish you well when you've done something good and to stop you when you're doing something destructive. And if your friends aren't like that, then they're not your friends. Be careful about whom you share good news with. A friend is someone you can share good news with, you know. You go to them and you say, hey, look, this good thing happened to me. And they say, look, I'm so happy that that happened to you. Like, way to be. And they don't think, God damn it, why didn't that happen to me? And like, you know, you didn't deserve it. Here's a bunch of reasons you're stupid and why it won't work. It's like, that's not helpful. You know what? The other thing people are doing, if they're trying to drag you down, let's say, is they're trying to see if you'll put up with it. Because they have this idea that maybe life isn't worth living and things aren't good, and that if they can besmirch, let's say, to use an archaic term, something that's pristine and good, then they demonstrate to themselves that there is no true ideal and that there's no necessary reason to be responsible and to strive forward.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.